The Rambam in Mishneh Torah does something he usually doesn't do. The Rambam is a halachic sefer. In fact, that's what the Rambam writes. If you take the 24 books of Tanakh and my Mishneh Torah, that's all you need. And that's why some didn't like the Rambam's using Mishneh Torah, because we know the Chazal used Mishneh Torah and Devarim. So in yeshivas, they like calling it the Yad, the 14 volumes, instead of the Mishneh Torah. And some think it might have been a little gaiva calling you Sefer Mishneh Torah. Not that the Rambam needs my defense, but based on a Vilna Gaon we had in Parshas Vayishlach, perhaps we can understand the Rambam, that the Vilna Chazal tell us that a person, a Talmid Chacham, is entitled to a tiny bit of gaiva, 1/64th. I don't know, gaiva we'll call a little overconfidence, however we want to call it. How do we know? So the Vilna Gaon says, where's the source of that Chazal? So he says, Vayishlach is the 8th parasha in Bereishis. The 8th pasuk is, Kontolti mikol hachasadim. I don't deserve all of this, Yaakov said. I just imply I deserve a little bit. So we see Yaakov was worthy of a little bit of gaiva. So to the Rambam. So nevertheless, the Rambam does something he usually doesn't do. He goes into the history. He starts off with Tilchus Purim, Megillah, and then he moves into Hanukkah, and he goes into the history. So the question is, why is the Rambam teaching me history here? It's not a history book. And he seems to go more into it in Hanukkah than Purim. So Rav Soloveitchik has a famous answer, it seems to be the Pshuto, is because he says, by Purim, it says, Advarim Yiduim. We know we have Megillas Esther. So if you have Megillas Esther, so you don't have to write the story, you read Megillas Esther. But by Chanukah, Chanukah, hey, we rested on the 25th. We never made it to the 25th book. So therefore, the Rambam just has to give a little history lesson to tell us what we're talking about, because people might not know about the Chanukah story. And therefore, he gives us a little history lesson. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, why is it Dafka, he writes Hilchas Chanukah in the same, it's Perek Gimel and Daled, I believe, in the first Aleph and Beis is Hilchas Purim and Megillah. Why does he put it in the same halacha? So, they want to say is because, really, there's a whole question about Tosef. How can we add new holidays? So that was the whole discussion in the Gemara with Esther, Mordechai, could you add new holidays? Clearly the answer was yes, and they accepted Purim. So they want to say, first you have Purim, then Chanukah, because Chanukah is only possible because the answer of Purim, once Purim was yes. If Purim was no, then perhaps Chanukah wasn't, perhaps maybe Chanukah is less of an issue because it's clearly Drabbanim. But nevertheless, that's why those point out the reason why he begins with Chanukah. He begins with Purim and then Chanukah. And that's the Yisod. By Purim, it's HaDvarim Yiduim. So therefore, there's no need. He's not telling me history for the sake of history. He's telling me history so I know about what Chanukah is. And then he could go into all the halachas of the Pach Shemin, of the Neiros Chanukah, where you light, and how you light. And that's why the Rambam begins Hilchos Chanukah with Bimei, by telling us when it is and all different historical details he usually does not go into.